The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one about whom Moses wrote in the law, and also the prophets, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." But Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." And he said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. I was a few minutes late for Mass this morning because I was searching and searching for information on St. Bartholomew, and there's virtually nothing to be found. But I had heard in the last year, somebody had said to me, it's believed that Nathanael, well, why are we saying Nathanael on the feast of St. Bartholomew? Because it's always been believed all down through tradition that they're one and the same person. What does Bartholomew mean? Bartholomew, son of Ptolemy, son of Ptolemy. So it's kind of like, even in modern times, especially among young people, you'll often call a person by their last name. In high school, I was, "Hey, Leatherby," right? So John is giving us his true name, Nathanael, the son of Ptolemy. So, Nathanael. Someone had said to me in the last year that he is the groom at the wedding feast of Cana. That when the miracle was worked at Cana, that was on the day he was getting married. And tradition holds that he and his wife made the decision that he would follow our Lord, as would she, but they would live in perfect chastity. Now, I couldn't find any record of that. That's why I was late here this morning, and hardly anything else about him except this. So he was skinned alive. He is the patron saint in the Catholic Church of butchers and Florentine cheese. I love our faith. So, to focus on what we hear in Scripture today, Jesus gives him the greatest compliment of any of the apostles. Here is a true child of Israel. There's no duplicity in him. What does that have to do with the fig tree? Now, oftentimes you'll hear people say, and this is probably partially true, that our Lord saw him spiritually when he was literally under a fig tree and maybe he was experiencing some temptation, and he chose to live his faith out. He did not give in to sin. But there's something further. Why does John reveal to us the illusion, the image of a fig tree? What is the fig tree for the Jewish people? What is the fig tree for us? When Adam and Eve fell, the reason that God gave the law, they covered themselves with leaves from a fig tree. The law was given because we had fallen into sin and to help us to overcome sin. So the fig tree represents one who is living under the law. And our Lord saying, here's someone who lives the law perfectly. But we also hear further about the fig tree when our Lord sees a fig tree and it has leaves but no fruit. And our Lord curses that fig tree, and the apostles see it later, and it's withered and died. It's a representation of the people of Israel. Right? You are the one under the law. You should be bearing fruit for the glory of God. And you have leaves. You have all the decorations of people who ought to be living the faith, but there's no fruit there. And here's Nathanael. Here's one who is bearing fruit. I see you. You are unlike so many of the Jewish people. You are a true child of Israel. You're living the faith as you ought to live. My brothers and sisters, so a simple thought. We're called to bear fruit for the glory of God. Right, and it's especially, Nathanael knows that Jesus is the real deal because he sees his heart interiorly. And our Lord looks at the depths of our heart, right? Not do we appear to be good, faithful Christian people, but are we truly living it interiorly? When he looks at us, does he say, here is a true child of Christianity, of the new Israel?